just so I have your address.
Yes.
Because if I don't come, we're assigned to the organization. So I have a paper on lobby, which might be it's tasked with getting the science division. So I created modeling survey.
Right.
And went out and got a list of all the models.
Okay.
There are thousands of them.
Also, all data has been used by one of my collaborators in Calgary University. University of Calgary.
Yeah. What's it, it's not a, I don't know.
It's in geoscience. So that's been in the but we should put together this.
No, because, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and also, I'm working on a big project with McGill.
Yeah, so that'll be important because the, when you meet them, so.
Okay, we will go ahead and get started here. So this is about shared vocabularies. I'm going to give a super, super quick level set discussion about vocabularies that kind of created said yesterday. But the goal of this discussion is to walk away with a set of vocabularies that we think need to be implemented. Have maybe a couple of ideas about what we should be doing in those vocabularies, looking at those vocabularies, and then figure out mostly who is interested in collaborating on various vocabularies so that as we design these, they are not a Microsoft-specific thing. I don't think it benefits anybody in the OData community to have Microsoft-specific vocabularies if we want to do that, like we'll use our own set of vocabularies. So, vocabularies can span a range of purposes. We know that there are going to be some central or core ideas, and some of those examples, so I think we can just kind of talk about this by example. So, for example, there is a catalog vocabulary. I might ask you to talk about that one in just a second. We know that there's going to be a display vocabulary that gives some kind of UI hints. So in other words, what's the title of an object? There are going to be validation vocabularies that indicate what a range of a number is or how long a string can be. There will be a capability vocabulary that indicates what a service can and cannot do. So maybe we can just take the catalog vocabulary as an example and help us just understand what the catalog vocabulary is intended to do.
Yeah, we came up with the idea of having a catalog as a service, as a data service, so that inspects the metadata of the given data system. So you can just get a list of all the services and find out what there is, what else, how the metadata is located, some descriptions on the purpose of the service, so that you can build consumption tools that allow us developers to pick an appropriate service. That is what we're talking about. Next step with vocabulary-based annotations, we would also then like to find out which of these services is annotated with a people vocabulary, so we talk about service-related data. Where can I find the annotation files for a given standard vocabulary for that service? That would then extend this currently simple list of services as the starting point to larger schema, which lets me find services that match that criteria.
So just kind of this overarching discovery.
Especially with the external location, where you want to know me if you want to have a catalog to tell me that I can find you.
So maybe let's start with kind of the list of more or less a one or two word title of the different vocabularies that we would want to see out there are, and if we need to dig into what that means, then we'll go ahead and do that. I'm going to go ahead and write down the things we've talked about so far. So we have catalog, display, validation, capabilities,
context.
People.
Okay.
Is that one, that same vocabulary?
No, I don't think so.
Well, I think
think that's more than enough.
I think people like you got an identity on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, etc. There shouldn't be any vocabularies or unique sort of permutations of who you are. People should be a shared vocabulary.
Okay, so I'm going to put people down.
Is it the usual people, places, things?
Yeah. Or should it be the lowest common denominator for people?
Did I hear context too? I'm quite certain that as we work with this list, it's going to change some of the things we're going to cross out, some of the things we're going to combine. Did I hear context too, or?
Well, the only thing I said is that I just mentioned when you say people, the thing that comes to mind is places and things. Right? It's a typical kind of noun.
Okay. So do you want me to up here?
I think it's useful. I mean, okay. Those are the usual top level anchor points for things in the world, some of which we call people.
So then how would your location go with places?
I think it fits in there.
Yeah.
Places is location.
You could say that a place has a name and a Latin along, for example, and that's the definition of place. I'm gonna assert, and tell me if this assertion is wrong, that these are roughly the equivalent of what's happening with schema.org. How many people are familiar with schema.org? Okay, so the cool thing about schema.org is it's already aggregating all these terms that, for lack of a better way of describing it, are nominal ways of representing things that we see in everyday life. So movies, actresses, restaurants, you know, all sorts of things. It's a very complex thing. I think we could get a really big list of stuff here. My hope is, and I could be wrong, that we would be able to just transpose what schema.org is doing or some other well-known vocabulary that is already dealing with this sort of stuff.
Let's turn that around. How do you guys see or data vocabularies relating to schema.org?
For my community, they really want to be one thing. They don't want to be worried about like whether or not this is all they have or schema.org. My community meaning the academic and the government research, mm-hmm. environmental related.
So I don't know if you guys are familiar with Stuckergun and schema.org right now. They started out describing microdata formats for the various different schemas. And there's an effort underway to define RDF encodings as well for the RDF-A1 encodings for the same schemas. But the idea being that the schema.org is defining the shapes of things regardless of the encoding. And so that RDF and microdata are two different encodings. So one approach would be to offer a third encoding, which would be a no data vocabulary encoding for those same things described by schema.org. Is that something that would be useful, that you see as being important?
For us, that would be extremely useful, at least. So, in our space, we're on the web and creating web pages, and having one shared vocabulary that we can use for all data and for web pages would be a big benefit for us, at least.
So is schema.org the right thing to base this off of, or is there something else that we should base this off of? I'm a little hesitant that now multiple competing standards out there that people have to choose from.
Right. The first thing always being asked is that it's the CUI. So we are discussing standards ahead, so why we do not choose that one. So then constantly over the last year or so when I communicated with my people, I constantly bring up schema.org. So because I feel like this is where we are heading towards. And then the only comment is as long as you know they encompass each other, all data is critical, and then schema.
So this is just the encoding.
Yeah.
So it is encoded encoding of the literal schema.org.
Right. They feel like if they're already familiar with schema.org, they're not learning yet another protocol.
Is there anybody who wants to pick that?
I don't want to object to it. Should we just be adding our shared vocabularies in schema.org?
Yeah.
Who's the right central body to consider?
So that's actually I think, the crux of what, if we could come out of here with a direction would be really helpful. It's kind of, what is our role? Where do old data vocabularies get defined, and how are they used? Now, schema.org, we all just said, we thought was a pretty interesting group to work with. They are very focused on a particular set of vocabularies. And when verticals come to them and say, you know, we've got a healthcare schema, they're not interested in that because they're interested in consumer-oriented things that you might want to search on.
That's a consumer-oriented thing, healthcare.
Wow.
But it's
totally consumer.
It's very commercial.
But you don't want to search on medical claims forms, and yet the vertical markets do want to define a shared vocabulary for a medical claim so that everyone can agree.
But as a consumer, I actually would want to search on medical claim forms depending on what my case is.
Well, it's all private data.
Yeah.
So it's not something that you want showing up on a Google search result. I don't want my medical claim showing up there.
The bottom line is, schema.org currently has scoped themselves with a set of schemas that they're interested in. We can try to encourage them to expand that scope, or we need to figure out some way to work with schema.org, where the schemas overlap the work that they're doing, and have some other effort for those that don't fit into schema.org.
What's your alternative for schema.org if you don't publish shared vocabularies?
Oh, is this, for example? Yeah. I mean, there are a number of broad organizations that could be used. Or ECMA?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it could also be that there's a organization of the, there's a central hub on, say, odata.org that organizes and has pointers out, but the physics community publishes theirs under their standard bodies, and everyone else uses their own locations. It's not necessarily.
I would like to see more of that kind of model.
A federated model.
A federated model where OData actually produced what consisted of what a vocabulary that was acceptable to OData would be. Right, with the related links associated with that, so that it would be possible subsequently, say, to import a vocabulary, and forgive me for being vendor-centric, but import a vocabulary with an SSIS adapter, which, as opposed to, or being able to build one.
So if we go the route of federating, and I wholeheartedly agree that we are not going to have vocabularies for every vertical inside this common location. How do we make the decision whether or not a vocabulary falls into common core things versus something that is industry specific and doesn't really belong to the core? And are there markets that are big enough to warrant a vertical vocabulary being in that common core?
Well, I don't know if we're talking about having a common core, right? We're talking about perhaps having a repository that can point to schemas wherever they might be defined. So if a vertical wants to define a schema, they can, and they can submit it and add it to the central repository.
But all the central
we can point to the ones in schema.org.
Yeah, but all the central repository would have then is for each schema a name, an abstract, and a URL. And the actual vocabulary would be defined in whatever standards body or whatever, wherever else it is.
So as a consumer then, how do I know which vocabularies I should pick up, right? So if there's not some gravity behind a vocabulary like board.odata.validation, and there's seven other validation vocabularies out there, how do I know which one to pick up, or do I have to apply all of them?
Well, maybe there's two things. Maybe we maintain a repository, and we also have our own hub in the federation world, where odata.org defines some set of vocabularies, but it's not comprehensive.
It's the other way around, right? For my users. So So they say for my sustaining the earth, making it more green, so I'm working with big government, you know, entities, and then the properties that I'm dealing with is location, people, you know, all that common, you know, usual suspects. When I look at all data, oh, they're all there in their vocabulary. And I know that these are also shared with schema.org. So then there. And all data driven, you know, yesterday the message is that the adoption of all data is driven by simplicity. So there, I have the vocabulary that I'm familiar with, and then the protocol itself is simple. So it's, for me, it's about encouraging adoption, what works for the adoption.
Maybe next to the, at that central hub, in addition to those, there's a place you can say, I implemented a client or I implemented a server, and we just keep a tally next to each one saying, you know, 15 people say they've implemented a client using this vocabulary.
There must be a, in my mind, like sort of a feedback mechanism or a view where someone can approach us, and I think that's where a central hub is useful. Wherever, even if it, whether, I mean, regardless of it's posting all these things or pointing to things, there must be a way of, okay, what is the current pulse in the vocabulary ecosystem? Which of the vocabularies are being utilized the most? And because the what is the criteria for choosing a vocabulary? Right? It is the how many clients know about this vocabulary? And where do you create these most rich experiences? Is where you decide. And I hope things like scenarios like Mark mentions do not happen. You don't have a seven different versions of validation vocabulary. And even if you, it will happen. But if we can drive towards an ecosystem where there's a healthy collaboration in these vocabularies and it's open discussion, so everybody should feel free to be able to contribute their own aspects. And if we go with the very well-defined vocabulary that's given the door for all, there's less chance that they're fragmented. But I think one part of this is that how do we let people collaborate wherever those things are hosted to actually make contributions and make steer it towards a direction, a pragmatic direction, rather than, oh, this needs to have this, but like, why? We need to keep the pragmatism. I don't know what people think about that.
I think that's a really interesting question. You know, how do we collaborate on vocabularies? And
yeah.
So if some big corporate entity puts up a vocabulary in this central database, do they have to allow collaboration on that? Or are we going to wind up with... So I think just kind of playing devil's advocate, I'm worried that if we don't make an effort to standardize on some set of core vocabularies, that we are going to wind up with multiple versions of the validation vocabulary. I think you can look at the open source world today and see that sort of thing happening, right? So even in the .NET validation space, there's probably 20 different validation frameworks that you can pick up and use.
So maybe part of it is tracking the contributor. Rather than on an individual vocabulary basis, I trust this vocabulary. I trust the set of vocabularies contributed by schema.org, or OGIS, or odata.org, or...
So the comment I was bouncing around in my head is that as a group of technology professionals and stuff, you could come up with a bunch of vocabularies. They're kind of like contracts. It's kind of like we are going to publish a dictionary. And then you're kind of saying, well, gosh, which magazines will use our words and all that? And in the end, it wasn't really up to you to kind of make your word popular. It's somebody else who's a writer who's actually publishing the book. They become famous and people start to use their words. And so when you're looking at contracts and vocabularies, I'm wondering, do you need initially any sort of central federated or a centralized way to say this is a standard versus saying, let's get some people to go implement these things to where there's actually any gravity in the market at all. At which point, I'd like to find out who wants to implement, you know, validation, and why would they do it? Like, what if these things aren't just philosophically interesting, but you find that there'd be actual value for us to collaborate, and let's go sit down and say, well, my light switch client would like to receive your SAP data. It'd be really nice if I could understand what the range of those values should be, because then I could give automatic, you know, client validation of the data. So if we start around this scenario, we'll go build something. I'm not terribly afraid of fragmentation at that point because somebody's going to have value. And then if we do a good job of promoting that, other people could come use that same one. But I feel like without, I don't know that I need to start and say this is the OData Microsoft Blessed one versus at least there's some implementations out there that are fairly big enough in the market that we can start to follow suit, whether it's SharePoint or SAP. Because that's where the gravity will come in. I don't think it's going to be because there's an odata.org thing behind it. That's my opinion. So who in the room is interested in like actually collaborating on building some of those? We'll do it if that's...
So I think that's definitely something that we want to be able to take away from this particular session, is who's interested in working on these jointly. We do have to figure out, so if that's the way we go, we do have to figure out if there's, you know, four parties involved and two of them want to add something, two of them don't want to add something. How do we proceed? And how do we handle versioning and vocabulary? Is it?
Those are great kind of general purpose questions for us to sort out. It's like, because it's the same vocabulary, it's just they feel like service contracts, right? You're going to define a slot on the thing, and what if I don't implement that slot, and what happens, and do we all fall apart? And, oftentimes you just end up having a point-to-point contract that you said I did V1 of this thing, and that's what I'm going to do. And so it'd be great to have a model whereby you could talk about versioning those over time, or at least maybe even using other techniques of the modeling world to kind of say, well, this is based on this other thing, but I've added this stuff. You know, make it more loosely coupled that you have to define a big thing and everybody can do the thing today.
So I agree with a lot of what you're saying there. And I think that a number of the vocabularies are going to acquire gravity by a couple of big players using them, especially in OData. I think there are two exceptions or other additional concerns beyond just that we have to pay attention to. One of those is, how do the right big enterprises find each other? It happens that both SAP and LightSwitch are in the room right now. Very convenient. We can do that one. What's the one for? How are we going to discover that GE has some stuff that would connect really well to LightSwitch? They aren't in the room today, so we need to set up some communication channel so that those people can find each other, or some technique to help them locate each other and see that there's a chance to collaborate. I don't know what that is. And the other is all of that works well for big enterprises, but it doesn't work well for breadth developer. And for all, if we want to connect to, all those ones where you want to connect to devices, where the useful vocabulary is interacting with cell phones or with whatever else, those people aren't going to be using the same mechanisms. They aren't going to use each other and build gravity. They need to have some way to find the vocabulary that's already starting, or the community that could, or a whole bunch of them to form a community, and form their shared standard that way. So I see those two issues, and we need to find communication channels or something that work for them. Otherwise, I do accept and agree that it's mostly going to be get gravity behind a couple of them and then get people joining on. We just need to have somewhere that they can find each other.
I think that's the biggest takeaway that we want for today, is how do we get this process started and get the right people together? Is that through part of our web page? Is it through the mailing list? Is it through some other forum? Or is it through multiple of those forums? And I'd love to hear what you guys have to say about
how do you do that? How do you justify that? Whether or not you're doing it right? Are you driven by use cases? How do you describe all this? This is allowing me to make the right decision to work with what kind of vocabulary that I should be doing up. Do you have a criteria yourself to decide?
I don't know.
See, like, one of the things that comes to mind is I look at standards bodies like ISACA or PMBOK or ITIL or that kind of thing, and they actually have matching vocabularies where they line up and places where they don't line up. So in the case of OData, what I'd be thinking of is something like approved vocabularies where you have a subject matter expert running a blog or communicating with the community associated with that. For instance, one of the areas that I'm really interested in science is hydrology. Okay, globally, there are three or four different ontologies different ways of describing hydrological events and hydrological activities. There's a, right now it's carved off as European and North American, but the Chinese are coming on board now and things like that with their own. So I don't think you can pick winners. But what I think you can do is I think you can manage the herd. And so if you go with a distributed model type approach where you're somehow or other just managing the growth and let the standard bodies fight it out or let the marketplace fight it out.
So where is the best place to have that marketplace though? Is it centered around Oneida or is it centered around someplace else? How do we kick off this?
Do you want to get the big players in the movement, perhaps? So I can think of, for example, recently NSF just started a very big initiative, EarthCube, that gathers everybody that has geoinformation related research and science and then social impact for actors together. So that's a huge, I mean, kind of initiative by NSF. And also big data, we're talking about big data kind of contributors, that's NOAA and NASA, that's the people we deal with all the time. And then you mentioned the So these are the people who actually come not only with requests, but they come with actual scenarios and data. So they can help to justify whether or not a vocabulary is, or perhaps find the common, lowest the common denominator of serving different communities.
Let's say we have, NASA comes with a vocabulary that we use this a lot, right? Where do we present that? And how do we communicate that to the OData community that this is something we think is valuable and that they should use? Or
excuse me, so we're out of time. There's a continued discussion at lunch. It'll be better with food. But right now we have to take a group photo and then we'll go get lunch. And then we'll be back in another session at 1. Is that cool?
Yes. Some will.